The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied. The Eilun Ishmat, Marat Zikanati, Fabatsana, Ishmat, Abraham Ben Esther, Hashem, Tanihem, Vegan Aiden, Amen. We begin today's daf on Chav Dalid Amud Bet, and we're starting from the new Mishnah on the bottom. Ve'elo Hayav Laklis. The following items you have to announce, which means when you find them, you have to publicize them and announce that you found an object. Matzah perot bekeli. You found perot in a vessel. These are items that all have siman. Stam keli has a siman, right? Like some keli has a siman on it. The perot, no. But the keli, yes. Or keli kemochu. Or you found stam, a keli regular. That she's an empty keli. Ma'ot bekis. You found money in a wallet. Stamma, the wallet has a siman. Or keys kemochu. Or you just found the wallet alone without the money. Tzibure perot. You found, let's say, a pile of perot. We have to see exactly what the siman is. Tzibure ma'ot. We found a pile of money. Shelosha matbeot ze al gabze. You found 3 coins that are stacked one on top of the other. Kirichot b'reshut yachid. Or you found, let's say, small bundles that are in the reshut yachid when not too many people travel in that area. So then already you have to return it. Those are the loaves of the balabat, which we said, those are not baker's bread. Those are bread that everybody used to make their bread with a special siman. Okay? Each one makes it his own way. Therefore, there's a siman. And wool that's taken from the Beit HaUman, from the craftsman house, or his factory, whatever it is, after he makes a siman on it. It's not just raw wool. Kadeh yain v'kadeh shemen, barrels of wine and barrels of oil. Hare elu hayav lachriz. In all these cases, they have a siman. That's the basic rule of this Mishnah. All these items, they have a siman. And therefore, one would have to return these items. Gemara is going to go through each item, what the siman is. Tama de matzah perot bichli. Umaot bekis. The reason the Mishnah said that you have to give back everything was talking about because you found the perot in the keli. So you could assume that what? Whoever the keli belongs to, the perot belonged to as well. What are the perot doing in the keli? It must belong to the owner of the keli. The keli has a siman. The guy comes back and says, oh, that's my keli. He gives a siman. Okay, give back the perot also. Umaot bekis. Because he gives a siman on the kis. And therefore you can assume that the money that's in there is also his. Ha-keli. But if I have perot, but let's say you find a keli, and in front of it is perot. Kis, but if I have ma'ot, or a wallet, and in front of the wallet, money, hare elu shelo. So then he can keep the money. The only reason why you have to give back the money is because you found it in the wallet. But it's much if you found the money in front of the wallet, you don't have to assume that the money fell from this wallet. Yeah, give back the wallet. You have a siman on the wallet. But the money he's able to keep. Tanina had the tanur banan. We have a bright that to support this. Matzah keli. You found a keli. With the fanav perot. Kis with the fanav ma'ot. Hare elu shelo. Very good. Give back the wallet with the siman and keep the money. Miksatan bekeli miksatan agabe karka. Oh. But let's say some of the money is in the wallet, some of the money is on the floor. Some of the perot are in the keli, and some of the perot are on the floor. Miksatan bekis miksatan agabe karka. Hayav lachris. Because then you have to assume that it fell out. Because you see some of it's still in the keli. So therefore, you found the vessel, there's 3 fruits in there, and then 3 fruits in front of it. You got to assume that it tipped over, and it fell out. Therefore, you got to give back everything. What do you mean? Well, we have a contradiction. Matzah davar she'en bo besiman. Besad davar she'esh bo siman, hayav la'achriz. So it says, you found an item that has a siman. And it's next to an item that does not have a siman. You hayav la'achriz. Ba ba'la bayit. ונטל את שלו, זכה עליו בדבר שאין בו סימן. Oh, so see, you made הכרזה, the guy came along, gave a סימן, give him the item with the סימן, and then you get to keep the other item. So it's mashma what? That you don't have to give back the item that fell from the keli. So what's the question? Dashi, מצא דבר,
look at Rashi. She'en bo siman, but sad Rashi is bo siman. Kigo ma'ot of nekis, cow case. You found money and a wallet next to each other. Hayav nachriz ala kol. You have to announce everything. V'yitneu ma'ot le'ba'al hakis. Oh, you have to give it back. The guy comes along, you got to give it back to him. Now, ba'ba siman v'natan et shelo et hakis, v'amar ena ma'ot sheli. Okay. If the guy comes along and says, yeah, that's my wallet, but that's not my money. Okay, I was like, then you can keep the money. But otherwise, you got to give him back the money. So what do you see over here? Even though it's in front of the wallet, it's connected to the wallet. You just told me, no. When it's on the floor in front of each other, keys, give back, money, keep. We have a stira. So the Gemara says, we're going to give a few answers now. Amar of Zvid. Lakasha. Ha bechuba vechitna. Habitzina uperi. Okay, Rashi. Kuba v'chitna. That which we said that you could keep it when you find an item that has a siman in front of an item that doesn't have a siman, that we say you could keep the item, that's kuba v'chitna. Maze. Gigit mutelet upeshtan nefaneha. You have a gigit, a vessel. And in front of the vessel there's flax. For sure, the flax didn't fall from the vessel. Why? The imine nafal hava mishtayer ba. Flax, when a keli falls, the whole flax is not going to fall out of the vessel. It's stringy and whatever it is. So therefore, if the vessel is empty and you see all the flax over there, then we say, give back the keli that has the siman. And keep the flax. Because you don't have to assume it came from me. Because if it came from here, you would have still some remnants in the vessel. It's the same thing with money that fell out of a wallet. You got to assume that some money is going to remain in the wallet. But if you see that the wallet is empty and all the money is over here, then we say, keep the money and give back the wallet. Because you don't have to connect the two. Oh, and that which we said, hayav. That's talking about betzina uperi. That's talking about a basket and fruit. Because it's the derech that all the fruit can fall out of a basket. So therefore, just because the keli is empty, it's no ra'ayah that they're not connected. It could be all the fruit fell out. Da'avidi de'sharke v'naf lemine kodeu. So that's Zvi's answer. It all depends what the item is. Again, you have to be a detective. When you get there, you see the item, you see the keli, you see the item is in front. The guy comes in, he gives a siman on the keli. That's my vessel. Now what do we do with the pishtan? Pishtan you can keep. You know why? Because if it was his pishtan that was in his keli, you'd find some pishtan in the keli. Because all the pishtan doesn't fall out of the keli. All the money doesn't fall out of the wallet. You found an empty keli, you found an empty wallet. Must be this money is not related. Keep the money. Mashekin perot, it's the normal derech. When a keli falls, all the fruit roll out. It's possible. They're slippery. The sharker, as she says. So therefore, flax is not. So therefore, the point is something would have been remaining. But on an item that normally falls out totally, so therefore you give the guy his fruit back. Well, therefore we can reconcile very easy. It's all depending on your detective work. That's the Gemara is going to give a few more answers. I'll tell you both cases are talking about a basket with fruit. One case you have to return the fruit, one case not. What does it depend on? V'rakasha, had ishtayer ba amideh, v'had elo ishtayer ba amideh. He comes along and says, it all depends. Rashi, had iktani chayav b'dishtayer, when you still fruit in the basket. When there's fruit in the basket, then you assume that the fruit over there belongs to the basket. V'ika lememar, Rashi says, hanak de Ibrahim minay nefad, v'had elo ishtayer, kevan distam tsena, is the hadush. A regular basket, Yeshta ognim kefulim letocho. It has usually an organ. Organ is like a rim. Okay? Im metocho nafal, if it fell from the basket, hava mishtayir ba. Something would have remained because the rim holds back and catches some of the fruit. So therefore, if you find the whole thing empty, then you could assume that the fruit belongs to somebody else, and therefore you can keep the fruit. So that's the papa's hadush. Okay? Oh, I give another answer. Really, both cases are talking about it's a fruit basket, and the basket is empty. ורק כשאחד מהדר הפה. לגבי פרי, אחד לא מהדר הפה לגבי פרי.
What position is the keli? If the keli is facing the fruit, then you have to assume that it fell out of the keli. But if the back of the keli is to the fruit, then already you don't have to assume that you keep the fruit. So this answer is going on what direction is the keli itself. Okay? Wow. Or I can give an answer. Both cases are talking where the back of the keli is to the fruit. Does the keli have a rim or not?
Which means, Rashi, had ita oganin, lav minei nafal. Di minei nafal, lav mishtayer b'midi.
Yeah, even if it's turned backwards, if it has oganin, oganin means the rim, so usually the rim holds back some of the thing. So if you find it fruit that's inside of it, so then, according to this answer, it sounds like even if it's turned back, now, if it's turned back, how did it fall out from there? I got kicked, must have turned around. But if it doesn't have oganim, so then already, on the contrary, then already, if it doesn't have anything inside, then you have a problem. No, then, even if it's empty, oh, you have to say the madera pe, it's facing. It has to be facing. We are telling both cases are facing. Oh, if it's facing, for sure it came from here. No, one is a rim, one doesn't have a rim. If it has a rim, then what? You should see something inside. If it doesn't have a rim, then even if it's empty, you assume it all came out, and then we have to return the fruit as well. Basically, the basic principle behind all these answers is, can you make an assumption that the fruit came from the keli? If you can make an assumption the fruit came from the keli, either in the position where it's facing, either on the oganim, the rim that the keli has, or another factor, then already we'd have to. If not, not. That's the basic answer.
Okay, comes the Gemara continues. Right, so the last answer was Madin Apitz facing. Exactly. Okay, Tzibure Perot and Tzibure Ma'ot. What do you say in the Mishnah?
You found a pile of fruit and a pile of money. Return it. Where's the siman?
Shema minna minyana v'siman.
Oh, must be the quantity is a siman. I'll tell you how much money was it, how much perot was it. Okay?
So Gemara says, no. Tini tzibur perot.
Which means, don't learn tzibur, read it tzibur. Tzibur means it was like a pile. They weren't just scattered. Tzibure perot means a lot of perot. They were just scattered around, and the guy must be giving a siman on how much fruit it was. No, don't learn from here, minyan. Learn that it was in a stack, exactly, at tzibur. And therefore, the place where it was, that's the siman. Yes, there was a pile of fruit in this place over here that I left. So you're learning over here, watch. Shema minna, makom eves siman. I can learn from our Mishnah that when you give the location, the location is from. We thought in the beginning that Avamina was what? Scattered fruit. Scattered fruit is no sense. So what are you doing? I must be giving the minyan. How many fruit? Oh, no, it's talking about where it's all in one location. And what are you coming to do? You're giving the location. So you see makom is a siman. So Gemara says, no. Tini tzibure perot. Which means, if you say it's a pile, then you go with makom. If you say it's tzibure perot, then you're going with minyan. It all depends on what girsa you want to use in the Mishnah. So the Gemara said, no, I could dochre this, because I could say, could be the Mishnah is talking about tzibure perot, and therefore the minyan is the siman. We don't know what the case is talking about, really. If it says tzibur, then makom siman. If it says tzibure, the minyan is a siman. It all depends on which text. It's not mukach. What text we add. Therefore, you can be dochre kazi. Tzibur, tzibure perot. That's all the Gemara say. Again, if it's tzibure perot, what does that mean? It's scattered. And what does the Mishnah say? You got to give it back. What do you give? What's the siman? How many fruit was there? Minyan. Well, I say no. It was a pile. Oh, what's the siman you're giving? The makom. Depending on which kinsa you had. No, a pile of fruit could be it's normal. But where was the pile? Where was the pile? If it was shaved, maybe it's a mistory. But a regular pile of fruit could be it's the derech. And I have to say the place that it was. Okay. Next piece.
Three coins stacked one on top of the other. So what do we say? Three coins stacked, you got to give it back. Amar Rav Yitzchak Migdila'a. That was his name. Vehu She'asuyin Kemigdalin. They're made like a tower. You have the widest coin on the bottom. Then you have a coin that's less wide on the top. And then a coin that's less wide on top. It's stacked up in a Migdal. That's why they probably called him Migdila'a. Because his famous halakha in Baba Metziah was Rush Asuhin Kemigdal. You have to assume when it's like a Migdal, it didn't fall out of his pocket. Somebody must have placed them there like that, because Vana, therefore the guy comes along and gives a siman, that's for sure his. Tanya Meache, Matsa Ma'od Befuzaro Tare Elu Shelo, Asuhin Kemigdalim, Chayav Lakhlis, Ve'elu, and Asuhin Kemigdalim, Shosha Matbe'im, Ze Agabe Ze. Kabbalah says, "Haguf Akasha, Amat Matzah Ma'od Befuzarot, Tare Elu Shelo, Hamish Shel Chafe, Shel Chufe, Chayav Lakhlis, Ema Sefa." עשויים כמגדלין, חייב להכריז, המש של חפה של חופה, הרי אלו שלו. Which means, we have a Mishnah. The Gemara is bringing a question from the implications of the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave us a law. Ma'ot mefuzarim, what does ma'ot mefuzarim mean? Scattered ma'ot, the din is, הרי אלו שלו. You keep it, because it's scattered. Implying what? Only because they're scattered. But if they're משלחי של חופה, if they're leaning on each other, the coins, they're touching each other, leaning on each other. I don't care, not a migdal, it's not leaning on each other. It's okay. Then you just told me what? Asuim ke migdalim. Our case, you just tell me, if they're made like a migdal, then you have to be machiz mashma, that if they're just lying on each other, no. So make up your mind. We want to know, lying on each other, what's going to be the deen? So Yavala says, Tana kol she'en asuim ke migdalim mefuzarot kari lehu. Anything that's not like a migdal is called mefuzar. It's scattered. Scattered doesn't only mean scattered one corner over there, one corner over there, one corner over there. Even if they're just lying on each other, but haphazardly, that's mefuzar. So you can't make a diyuk. Ah, mefuzar, no, but mishalhe, has mishalhafe, good. No, that mishalhafe, lying on each other haphazardly is mefuzar. So the only case we're going to be able to have to be machriza. The point is you need to see them, that there was somebody placed them there with knowledge. Okay, it was then stamp fall out of his pocket. Because then the guy makes use. There's no siman on money. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to come along and say, when we say that you found matbe'ot, when you found coins, Amar Rabbi Hanina, lo shanu ela she'shelosha melachim, ava she'melech echad eno chayav lachriz. We'll see now, the Gemara is going to say that. The Hanina says that which we said Yechayav Lachriz is talking about three coins from three different kings. However, it's all from the same king. Then you're not Hayav Lachriz. What are we talking about over here? So you're going to say like this. In the olden days, they used to put a picture of a king on the coin. Says, oh, the only time that you have to return it, coins, three different kings on the coins. But if it's the same king, you can keep it. What are we talking about? Hechidame. If it was made in a pile, what do I care? Even if it's all from the same coin, the Migdal gives it away. And if it's just scattered on the floor, what do I care? Which means, what in the world does the kings have to do with anything? The main item should be Migdal, yeah, no Migdal, no. Should it make a chiluk? Ela iyitmar hachiyitmar. You want to read the statement of Rav Hanina? I read it like this. Lo shanu ela shel melech echad ke'en shelosha melachim. Which means, even if the coins, let's say, were all from one king, that the image was all the same, however, if the width, the size of the coins were different, like three different kings that mint coins that have different sizes, then already you're going to be Hayav Lachriz. Again, Hechidameh. Which means basically what I was saying, even if you found three similar coins, but they're like three different coins of three different, you mean they're different size and shape? Then already you have to announce it. So comes the Gemara says again, Hechidameh. The Asuyin ki Migdalim. They made like a Migdal. Reviha tata'a umitzi'a illave. Vizuta illave mitzi'a. Which means, Reviha tata'e. The widest one is on the ground. Umitzi'a illave. The middle one is in on top of it. Vizuta illave mitzi'a. And then you have the smallest one. The least wide that's on top of the middle one. You say somebody put it there. Even if they're the same coins of the same mint, so what? But if they have the properties of three different coins, meaning they're different shapes, and therefore the placement is wide, less wide, on top of each other, a guy put it there. But if it's the same mint, and it's the same size coins, even though they're all on top of you, a stack of quarters. Why? Yeah, when you see it like that, you can say, that's how they fell on top of each other. Which means, Davka Migdal has got to be a Migdal. We didn't say stamp, stacked. It's got to be stacked like a Migdal. Why? To narrow on top. Therefore, that's what the rabbi meant. It's even three same mint coins, but it has the properties of three coins that are minted from three different places, three different kings, different sizes. So that's really a far-fetched case already. If you find three quarters stacked, that's not considered a Migdal. That's just three quarters stacked. That's what fell out of his pocket. It landed on the floor, whatever it is like that. Okay? Rabbi Yohanan Amar, Afilu Shel Melech Echad, Namem Machriz. Rabbi Yohanan said, no. Even a regular stack, same size coins, you have to be machriz. Because again, he says, listen, if they're all on top of each other, that's not so common that they just fell out of his pocket and all landing on each other. So therefore, even that's considered a siman. Now the Gemara says, my machriz. Okay, what does he announce? He can't give away the siman, obviously, right? He can't say, oh, I found coins that are stacked like a Migdal. That's the coin. The guy's got to tell you that. So what are you announcing exactly? So it says, my makhriz, minyan, three coins I found. And the guy will come along and say, oh, they were stacked, they went to Migdal. So Gemara says, my iriyat lata. So then what do you have to come along and say was three coins? Because Mishnah said three coins. If you're announcing minyan, even two coins. I found two coins, which is why did the Mishnah say specifically the case is talking about three coins? Even if you found two coins, let's say, that are resting on each other, if you're giving the siman of number, two should be enough as well. No? Which means he just announces, I found matpeot, I found coins. That's what has to be three. Because matbi'ot is automatically two. So he said, I found coins. And the guy comes and says, oh, it was two? Two. Azach Baruch, I said matbi'ot. He's coming two? Ela, he comes along and says, I found coins. He comes along and says, oh, there were three matbi'ot and they were stacked. That's already a simam. If he would announce the number, then you're right. Then even two should be considered a valid hakhraza. But from the fact that the Mishnah said, only when you found three, that's because you're not announcing the number. Because if the guy's going to say, all he's saying is, Rabotai, coins were found in the Bet Midrash. Coins? Coins is two. So the guy goes, oh, but was it two coins? You're not going to give it back to the guy. He said, Matbeot. Ela must be, he's got to come along and say, it was three. And then you have to give a seat in a place where you have to return it. Okay, now to get what I was going to discuss. You found coins in a different shape. Not a Migdal. Kesher mahu. Keshura mahu. Kahatsuba mahu. Kesulam mahu. Okay, one step at a time. What's a sher? A bangle?
bracelet. You found it in a circle. Okay? Kishura. It's a line, straight line. Kahatsuba.
Tripod,
a triangle. one here. Mao. Kitsulam. Like a ladder. What's pshat a ladder? I mean, like steps. Each coin was on top of each other, going up, like a ladder. So again, the question is, do you say that that's somebody placed it there, or did it just fall? Pshot meha hada. Okay, at least solve one. Namarav nachman amarav abarabu. Kol she'ilu machnis la kisam benehem. Venotlam bevatachat chayav lachriz. Wow. His rule was like this. If you could take a kisam's like a stick or something like that, and stick it underneath the coins, and you're able to lift all the coins together, so then already hayav lachriz. So which one does that come along, Tommy, over here? Sulam, a ladder. Why? Yeah, she says, because you could take the stick and you're able to go like this and lift them all up. They're resting on each other. So if I put the stick underneath, I can lift all the coins because they're all on top of each other. In all the cases, they're a circle, they're not touching each other, they're in a straight line. So his rule is, if you could take a stick and just put it underneath it and lift them all up in one shot, that's already there. Somebody placed them there. So at least a sulam, you got Migdal, we know already. So not because they're touching, basically they're touching each other. They're stacked in a certain way. Basically, that's the rule. Anything it's stacking. So you have no doubt about the other cases. Okay, a little more. Ba'ir of Asher. Okay. Ke'avne bet kulis mahu. Okay, what did you find it over here? Merkulis. That's the name of Avodah Zarah. They used to worship rocks. They used to put the rocks in a certain formation. So you found the coins in the formation of kulis, this Avodah Zarah. Tashema. Detanya matzama od mefuzarot eru shelo. Kabne bet kulis, hayav lachriz. Ve'elu elav bet kulis, ahat mikan, ve'ahat mikan, ve'ahat al gabbehen. You have one to the right, one to the left, and one in the middle on top of both of them. That's already a siman. That's where they put the stones for the Avodah Zarah as well. Harabanan, Hamotze Sela Bashuk. You found a coin in the marketplace. Umsa'o Chavero Va'amarlo Shilihi. His friend comes along and says, yeah, by the way, that's my coin over here. And he tells him, Hadashahi. It was a new coin, right? Fresh, newly minted. Nironiti. It had Nero Kesar on it. Nero. It was a Caesarian coin. Shel Melech Peloni. Oh, it was had the king of so-and-so on it. Lo Amar Kelum. Again, that's like saying, it was a $100 bill, it had Benjamin Franklin's picture on it. That's not a siman. All money has like that. That's you have to give a better siman. Ve'lo ad ela, afilu shemo katuv aleha. Even if the guy's name is on the coin. It says his name. Lo Amar Kelum. Why? Lefi she'en siman lematbeya. Because there's no siman for a coin. Why? So everybody, he puts on his name on it, Yosef ben Shimon. Look at the back of the coin. Yosef ben Shimon, it says on it. Good. What do you do? You bought. You went to the market. You gave it to the supermarket. And it fell from the supermarket, guy. The nature of money moves. So just because it says your name on it, doesn't mean anything. That's what the says. The amad dilma apuke afka. Maybe you spent it. And it fell from somebody else. So you have no ra'aya. Even with money, with your name on it. Then what happens? The people today, they put their name on the dollar in a raffle. They put their name on the dollar and they have a raffle or something. The guy comes along and says, I found out it has your name on it over here. Keep it. It's yours. No ra'aya. He goes, that's my name on it. Okay? Baruch Adonai.